Marty Lurie here, KBR 680, with the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants, Sir Bam Bam Mullins. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a great sunny day in San Francisco. You know, it's baseball night, and, you know, why not? You know, feeling great.
Well, you and I have been talking for about 7 years now, and every few years the question comes up, what's going on? And, of course, this year the team is off to a slower start offensively, and pitching has been erratic on the road as well. You lost a lot of your players, but there's some people who right now are struggling a little bit. So it's good to have you on to answer to the fans and hear what you see about the players. So let's start with our favorite, and that is Brandon Belt.
Well, you know, usually every year you have expectations for your offense and every hitter individually. And you hope there is no hiccups at any point during the season. But, you know, obviously it's baseball. There is hiccups all the time, every year. Baseball, and this is our moment, I guess, this year to run through this. Brandon is, you know, he's been up and down. We know that, you know, all throughout his career he's been up and down hitter. But, you know, when he gets hot, you know, he's good for a while. So the good thing about Brandon is he's still got a good eye. He's still taking his bases and balls. You know, he hit a long home run yesterday to center field, which he hasn't hit one in a while. So, you know, hopefully, you know, a couple of good at-bats yesterday. You know, he just missed the last pitch of the game by hitting that out as well. So I'm, you know, positive with him. You know, it's hard to get down on a guy that's done so much for the organization and you know, winning a couple of championships. And, you know, when they're down, you want to wrap your arm around them and make sure that they're doing the right things to get out of the funk. And, you know, these guys work too hard at their craft. And they're too good to be in this for funk for too much longer. So, you know, we understand that, you know, they're going to pound his weakness, which is up in the zone, which is these guys did last series in Cincinnati, where he's had a .420 career average in 5-6 years in the big league. So that was the first time he's never had a hit in a series there. So he made the adjustment yesterday, you know, hit a long home run, like I said, in the first inning, and drew another walk. So we're expecting him to start getting out of this funk.
All right, good analysis here. What's the adjustment someone like that makes to get him back on his swing?
Well, his swing is steep. You know, we all know that. He's got an uppercut-type swing, and when pitches are up, you're going to either swing and miss or you're going to fall a lot of balls off. And standing a little taller and leveling the swing out, getting on the plane of the ball, is a matter to correct that. And you know, he struggles to be consistent at that, and we know that, and we just continue to work with him. And, you know, he's gotten better every year he's been here since 2011, and the numbers prove that. And, you know, I expect him to ride in the ship and have another big year for us.
All right, very good. Bam Bam Mullins with us. All right, Hunter Pence. And, of course, if you talk about unorthodox hitters, I'm not sure how you approach Hunter Pence, but the power has been there somewhat. But, again, he is someone who was hot in the beginning, and he's cooled off.
Well, yeah, you know, Hunter works so hard as well. You know, he's a very passionate player. We all know that. Sometimes, you know, he needs to back off a little bit. He's getting older. You know, he's slowing down a little bit. The injuries has gotten to him the last couple of years. So he's a different player now, and he needs to realize that, you know, his routines have to, you know, somewhat be altered, and so he can have energy to play the 3 hours of the game. You know, he does a whole lot of preparation before the game, which is a true professional. But at times, you know, that hurts him during the game. But he's a guy that we all know that as he goes, we go. You know, he still plays great defense. But, you know, I think he needs to be a little quieter about the feet. You know, the feet are moving a little too much. You know, he's kind of moving away from the ball a little bit. That's why you see him hitting so many ground balls, as he's not staying on his feet and driving the ball. So once we can correct that, you know, it sounds like a simple thing to correct, But, you know, once the game starts, you know, they're not thinking about that. They're just thinking about competing and trying to do the best they can. And sometimes that's counterproductive. But, you know, as he's paying attention to it, you know, hopefully it won't be much longer that we can see the Hunter Pence driving balls all over the place.
Yeah. Good. No, I see the picture as you're describing it. I can see him swing, and I can see exactly what you're talking about. Very good. All right. Buster Posey found his power stroke in New York.
Well, yes. You know, Buster has had a solid season. You know, he's hit around 350 most of the year. And, you know, we had a meeting yesterday, and I was explaining that he's only had 8 at-bats with guys in scoring position. When you see he's only got 8 RBIs on the year, and that's the reason why. You know, we've had the lowest on-base percentage by the leadoff hitter in all of baseball, and that's a problem for him, you know. And when it comes to bat, he's let off a lot of innings as he's hitting four. He's always hitting without nobody on. So, but, you know, he's done his part. You know, his on-base percentage is good. His slugging percentage is good. And now he's added power by, you know, doing a little modification of his leg kick. You know, he's keeping his foot lower to the ground to allow him to see the ball better against certain pitchers that he normally doesn't see well. So that worked out pretty good for him in New York. And, you know, hopefully he can continue here in the homestead.
Well, it's nice to see Span back. And, of course, I'll put him together, Span and Panic and Crawford together, the three left-handed hitters.
Well, yes, you know, Span and Crawford were down for a while. You know, we missed them dearly. You know, we know what those two guys mean for us in the middle of the field, you know, shortstop and center field. You know, you're playing without those two guys, you know, you got problems. So, but, you know, good to see Span back. He had 4 hits yesterday, hit the home run, hit the ball hard. You know, play like his old self, you know, and we need him to do more of that from here on out, just to solidify that leadoff spot that's been a problem, and the outfield production that's been another problem. We've had very low production from anybody that's been in the outfield, and that needs to change, and for us to be better. And that's a big shot at the arm if he can continue to play like that. You know, Panic is at his ups and downs. You know, he's still pretty steady. You know, you would like to see him be more consistent as the season go along, and you know, produce like he did last year and the years prior to that. You know, last year he hit for low average, but he was the toughest guy to strike out in all of baseball, and a lot of hard luck. We don't expect him to hit 240. You know, he's in around 280, 290 now, and I expect him to be around 300, driving 60, 70 runs at the end of the year.
All right, boy, it's always great to talk to you. You get me optimistic and enthusiastic just hearing your analysis of this stuff. I really mean that. The kid, how about the kid?
Well, you know, that's another shot in the arm he got when he came up. You know, he had a couple of home runs here in the homestand. He had a big 3-run double of Familia in our last game in New York the other day. And, you know, he hit a home run of Arroyo in Cincinnati. So, you know, he's held his own. You know, he's going to make some mistakes. He's going to have some growing pains. But the thing I love about him is that he's not afraid. You know, he's like, he reminds me when Buster came up. You know, he's got a good eye. He's going to be aggressive. Swinging at pitches, trying to do damage, and when you have that in a player, you know, you don't have to teach that. That's a bonus, you know. And he's got that, and I expect him to be a good major league player for a long time. And you know, it's so easy to be negative and be down on the guys as the team is not performing the way they can, and then some guys are underperforming. But you know, my job is to keep them going, keep them upbeat, so they can, you know that somebody's backing them up and somebody's giving them the right information, and maybe slowing things down for them a little bit so they can, you know, perform the way they're capable of. And hopefully this homestand, we can turn things around and start playing better.
One thought about the kid. The righties are starting to give him a little more trouble. He's got to adjust to that. What does he have to do?
Well, he's a guy that stands a little off the plate, and you know, when the catchers and the opposing team pitchers see that, and the scouting report indicates that he's that far from the plate, they're going to pitch him away. They're going to pitch him down and away. And in this league anyways, righties has a tendency to pitch down and away if they have the stuff to do it. And that's what he's run into a little bit. You know, the guys in New York got great arms, and they kept the ball on and away from him. As we talk, you know, we ask them to scoot a little closer to the plate, make that adjustment, and then make them make another adjustment on him. So it's going to go back and forth until, there is a book on him. The book is now being made. And, he's going to have to adjust. They adjust back to him, and then they go back and forth. And then all of a sudden, you create consistency, and I think he's capable of doing that.
Yeah, the rhythm of baseball. One last thought for you. Ballantyne, Vladimir, you had him on the team for the Netherlands. I saw him at MLB today. They're talking about there's a guy out there who could come over like Eric Thames. It's Ballantyne. What do you think?
Well, obviously, this is his seventh year in Japan. You know, he's broken all kind of records over there. He broke the home run record from Sadahara 4 years ago when he hit 60 home runs in the season. He's hit 30 home runs, I think, every other year plus other than that. And he had a great WBC. He had over 600. He had like 3-4 home runs. He was the MVP for me for the WBC, but obviously we didn't win the whole thing, so he wasn't. But, he's a guy that he's got some big league time. He played with Seattle and Cincinnati a little bit before he went to Japan. He was really young when he went over there. I think he's now only 32 still. He's done all he can do over there already. So, if somebody want to give him a chance, I told him, he's got to take guaranteed contract to come back. Otherwise, why do it? And, like, Thames got a guaranteed contract to be in the Brewers. So, the power is there if they're seeking power. This guy is powerful, and he's a good hitter. He can hit. And, he won't embarrass you if you give him a shot.
Yeah, I think we're going to see him. That's my prediction. All right, nice to have you on the show. Thanks for taking the time, as always. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Hensley Mullins, batting coach of the Giants. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.